Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Tuesday the 5th of April, Rabbi Avraham Chaim Zahn, Korech.
The Gemara says in Psochim, in the Kuf Tashbob HaMadalov, the Morbis Machlikas, which we speak about in the Haggadah, how is one supposed to eat the matzah on the Morah? The Chachamim say that matzah does not need to be eaten together with the Morah, you can eat first the matzah, followed by the Morah. And Hillel famously said, "Korech matz Pesach matzah morah biyachad." You have to dafka eat them together. The matzah, the morah, and v'zman shebisamikdash kayim, the korban Pesach. So the Gemara finishes off after having brought this machlekas tonight. The Gemara concludes the sugya and says, "Hashda de loy itz mehilchasa loy kihinel loy karabon." There doesn't seem to be a conclusion as to whom, according to whom we paskin. Do we pass him like Hillel, or do we pass him like the Rabbono? So therefore the Gemara says, what we do is what we do. Mavarech al achinas matzah v'ochil. First you make a brocha on matzah and eat. V'hoda mavarech al achinas morer v'ochil. Then you make a brocha on the morer. And then finally, v'hoda ochil, and then you make a, then you eat the matzah and morer together, zeichel and mikdash kehil. So what's it all about? Why this seder? Why can't we just, you know, eat matzah and morah together and be yotza hill and the chomim? What's the seder? So Tosis explains as follows. Tosis explains, we have a klal. If a person would say on seder night, eat matzah, and he likes matzah with tomatoes, it has a good, nice ring to it. So together with his matzah, Anachi, he takes the ksais of matzah, and he has tomatoes with his matzah. If the din is, he would not be yotzei matzah. Because the rule is, reshus mevatel mitzvah. If you eat something which is a mitzvah, and at the same time when you're eating this thing which is a mitzvah, you're eating something which might taste very nice, and it might even enhance the thing which is a mitzvah. But this in itself is reshus, there's no luchir to eat it. Because the halach is reshus, is mevatel the mitzvah, and you wouldn't be yotze. So this person would have his matzah and his tomatoes on Seder night, so he wouldn't be yotze, because the tomatoes would be mevatel the matzah. So explains Tosis as follows. The Gemara says, later on, that nowadays, morer is only drabon, because the Torah says clearly, al matzos umrerim yoichluhu, you should eat the korban Pesach, together with matzah and morah. Nowadays we don't have a korban Pesach, so nowadays the whole chiyuv to eat morah is only drabon. However, the Gemara says nowadays the chiyuv to eat matzah is still deraisa, despite the fact that we don't have a korban Pesach, because it says va'erev teichlu matzos. Kudrachos on Seder night nowadays matzah is deraisa, morer is drabonon, which means, as far as the matzah is concerned, morer is reshus. And therefore, explains Tosis, even according to Hillel, and Hillel holds that the mitzvah is to eat matzah and morer together, that's only, you can only do that when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. But nowadays, when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer standing, even Hillel agrees, you must begin just with the matzah. You mustn't have morer at the same time as the matzah, because as far as the Torah is concerned, the chiyuv of morer at the moment no longer exists. So morer is like tomatoes, and therefore if you would have your matzah and morer, if you just do a koyach, it wouldn't be yotza, the morer would be more battle than the matzah. So therefore the first thing is, you have to have matzah first. That's the kulam, whether you hold like the rabbanon or whether you hold like hillel. Now once you're done with the matzah, okay, so now why don't we go just straight to Koyach? Why do we have to have the middle stage, the morah in between? Explains Tosfos. Because according to Hillel, that's true. You don't need to have that stickle morah in between. You go straight from matzah to Koyach. Oh, but according to the Rabbanon hold that matzah does not need to be eaten together with morah. Now that I've had my matzah, matzah is now tomatoes. Until now, morah was like tomatoes. Oh, but now, the matzah has become mine. If I'm going to eat my morah together with the matzah together, So that's maror with tomatoes. Because I've been using my matzah already, according to the Rabbanon. There's absolutely no inyan in having any more matzah. If I go straight from matzah to koirech, then the matzah is going to be mevatel, the matzah which is a shus, is going to be mevatel the koirech. There will be mevatel the maror, and it won't be yotze the maror. If a meida muzich essen have to eat maror by itself, according to the Rabbanon, to be yotze the Rabbanon, and I can't eat matzah together with maror. Once I've eaten the maror separately to be yotze the Rabbanon, then we go on to Hillel and we eat the koirech. So that's what's going on behind the halacha. Matzah l'kulam, you have to start with matzah because the maror is the Rabbanon. Then you have to go to maror first. You can't go over to koirech because according to the Rabbanon, the matzah would be mevatel the koirech, the maror. And then finally you go over to Hillel. That's bizman she'ena bismikdash kan. What did we used to do, and what will we bez Hashem do b'mehira v'yomenu when the bismikdash will be standing? Is Tosfos says, even though the Rabbanon hold, there's no need to eat the matzah and the maror together, as opposed to Hillel. The Hillel says you dafka have to eat them together. But Tosfos says the Rabbanon and the Chachamim have no opposition. If you want to eat together, zunt out. It's perfectly okay, even so, according to the Chachamim, it's a bisamikdos kayim to eat the matzah and maror together. Hillel, according to Hillel, it's a hakpada. That's dafka, the way you have to be do the mitzvah. According to the Chachamim, if you want, gezuntat. Which means, this man shemisamikdos kayim, we ate once maror, and nowadays, because there's no longer Mr. Mikdosh, and therefore we have got this problem of Rishus being Mavatal Mitzvah, therefore nowadays we have to have twice Mara. So Rabbi Eichel says, a beautiful Pshat in the Medrash. The Medrash says in Eichel, Siddharth Pasuk, Hizbiani Bamrerim, Hirvani Lano. The Pasuk in Eichel. So Chazal say, Hizbiani Bamrerim, on Leil Seder night, Leil Seder, Hirvani Lano, Beleil Tishba. Lano's poison. Hashem punished us, Beleil Tishba. So what did Chazal want? The Kitzur say, the Mepharshim say, because Seder night, as we know, always falls on the same night as Tisha B'Av, and so that's why some make a Zecha to have the egg, beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, it is Biani Bamreirim, Hirvani Lano. So Tzvi Yehuda said, okay, I'll tell you another pshat. I've got another kasha. Why is Merarim plural? Hizbiani Bamarim. Why doesn't it say Hizbiani Bamaro? So again, you could say that the Pasuk is just quoting the words of the Torah. Al Matzos Umrarim Yechlu Miskavarach. So Kavir is an Altari Pshat, Merarim Pshat. But Manson is a Mindos Kayim. We only used to eat, as we've said, once Moro. Nowadays, he's Biani Bamrerim, twice Moro. Why twice Moro? Teretz is, you know why he's Biani Bamrerim? Because Hirvani Lano. Because the Bisamikdash has been destroyed. And since the Bisamikdash has been destroyed, I've got a problem of the rice and the rabbanon and the tomatoes and the heen and the air. The maid of my only itza is, I've got to eat twice Moro. This is Biani Bamrerim. Do you know why I've got to eat twice Moro? Because Hirvani Lano. Okay, that's the difference. It comes the Shulchan Aruch because of this halacha, and the Shulchan Aruch in Tof Ein Hei says as follows. So we've established that the eating of the Seder is in order to be yotzer both according to the Chachamim and according to Hillel. Is the Mechaber Paskens, this is in Siman Tof Ein Hei in the end of Sif Aleph. Therefore Paskens the Mechaber as a Umishabeirach al achilas matzah. Once you've made the bracha on Seder night of achilas matzah, loy yosiach bedava she'ena me'inyan hasuda. One must not interrupt. One must not speak unless it's something which one needs, like bring the salt, etc. The salt on Seder night, but bring whatever something which is necessary. Ad she'yoychal krichazu. So there's no talking from achilas yadayim basically until after kairich. Havos, zokta mechaber. Kedei shetala birkas achilas matzah u birkas achilas maror gam likrichazu. Because we've explained that Korach, according to Hillel, the matzah and the maror is Korach. So you want the bracha of Arachilas matzah and Arachilas maror to be chal on the Korach. Uvazoi, says the Mechaba, if you want the bracha which you said at the beginning to be chal on the mitzvah which you say later on, that's the basic rule. You must not be mafsik b'dibur, you mustn't talk in between. And therefore, passing with the Mechaba, there must be not a word said from the time when you've made Arachilas matzah until you've eaten the Korach. And so therefore, both the bracha of Al Achilas Matzah and the bracha of Al Achilas Moroir will go on the Korach. Fine, as we state in the Mechaba. If the Prichadosh comes, when the Prichadosh wrecked three kashas, we'll try one by one, we'll see how much time we have, Be'ez Hashem. He asks two kashas on the Mechaba. Let's start with the first kasha. He says, I understand what the Mechaba says, that if you talk between the Moroir and the Korach, then you have a problem. Das vashteich. Because you made a bracha al achilas maror. When you eat the maror by itself, according to Hillel, this is nothing. It's tomato. Because according to Hillel, maror is dafka with matzah. So you're not yotzi a maror yet. So when are you going to have maror? When are you going to do the mitzvah of maror on which you made the bracha of al achilas maror, according to Hillel, when you do the kriyach? So if you talk between Arachilas Moroir and the Korach, according to Hillel, that's mamish like talking between the bracha on the mitzvah and the doing of the mitzvah. You haven't started the mitzvah yet, according to Hillel. The mitzvah is dafka matzah moroir together with matzah. So you're mamish talking in between the moroir, the bracha of Arachilas Moroir, and what Hillel considers to be the moroir. So if I say, you must not talk after the morrow, so that the bracha of the morrow should be chal on the Korach. That I understand.
It's
easier to worry, sorry? Oh, if we've got time, we'll come to that. That's the second question. You're no, I'm worried. That's the fact of Prichadosh. But what's the Mechaba worried? That if you talk between Matzah and the Korach, then the bracha of Arachilas Matzah, there's going to be a problem with the bracha of Arachilas Matzah. I don't understand. We began by saying everybody agrees, even the Hillel agrees, you have to begin saying the night with Matzah by itself. Because Matzah is deraisa, Moroir is Drabonon, and if you would go straight to Korach, then the Moroir, which is Rashus, as compared to the Matzah, the Moroir would be Mevatel, the Matzah. And so everyone agrees that the matzah, the deraisa dika mitzvah of matzah which you're eating is the first size. No, chogamach al achilas matzah. I ate my size of matzah. The bracha was chal on the mitzvah. What are you worried about? Mozart, the mechaba. Don't talk in order. The mechaba says quite clearly, today sheitala birkas achilas matzah u birkas achilas maror gam lekrichazu. In other words, if you talk, you've lost the bracha of al achilas matzah. Frek the pichados, what's the problem? Al achilas matzah, because I was mekayim mitzvah the matzah deraisa. I understand maror of a matzah. As a frek the pichados, so much so he says he thinks in his opinion the lashon of the mechaba achilas matzah is lav dafka. Because the only really the problem of talking over here is only maror. In other words, l'chayra, according to the Prichadosh, you'd be allowed to talk l'chayra between matzah and maror. It's just from maror onwards, according to the opinion of the Loshen of the Mechaba is clear nishtati. So the challenge is, what's the pshat of the Mechaba? Is that we could clear yeshiva shachira? Maybe that would have to explain the shita of the Mechaba. And the challenge is as it. According to Hillel, that Hillel holds that in order to be yotze maror, you must eat the matzah together with the maror. And if you don't have the matzah together with the maror, at least according to some rishonim, you're not yotze. So machlik is whether Hillel is mamish b'liemed, but certainly according to some rishonim, according to Hillel, if you just have the maror by itself, you're mamish not yotze. Is what's the pshat that you have to have the matzah together with the maror? Is the pshat that you've got to eat matzah at the same time? You only eat maror if at the same time that you're eating maror, you eat it together with matzah. It's halacha and hilchas achila. In order to be yotzeh the mitzvah of maror, you must eat matzah at the same time. Or maybe it's more than that. Maybe the halacha is In order to be yotzei the mitzvah of maror, you must be mechayim the mitzvah of matzah at the same time that you're eating it, that you're mechayim the mitzvah of maror. Not just that you have to eat the matzah, I don't have to eat the matzah, but it's not enough just to actually eat matzah at the same time as eating the maror. In order to be yotzei the chiyuv of maror, Hillel's hakpada al matzah, so Rami Yechlu is, you've got to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah at the same time that you mekayim the mitzvah of maror. Nishtam esm. So we've got two stadium. What's the pshat that Hillel says, in order to be yotzei matzah, in order to be yotzei maror, you must eat matzah at the same time. Is it a halacha just in achira? You have to eat matzah at the same time in order to be yotzei? Or is it more? Is it that you have to do mimakai in the midst of that? Now, if you take on the second tzad, so of course the question is obvious. Now this, as we've explained, you've already been yotzei, we've already been yotzei the chiyuv of matzah. The first size of matzah, that was the mitzvah saseh deraisa, we were already yotzei matzah. So what are you eating now? Another size of matzah, b'shas kairech, and you're telling me, according to the second tzad, you know why I've got to eat matzah? Because Hillel says, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of maror, you must be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. Well, hechkerish, because you're yotzei given. So the only option, the only solution must be the Chazal, just like they made a maror with the rabbanon. Nowadays, there's no chiyuv maror in the Torah. So they made a rabbanon dika mitzvah to eat maror, even though in the Torah it doesn't apply. At the same time, they made an additional mitzvah derabonon to eat matzah. So the matzah is not just a hechatimsa for the maror. There's like two mitzvahs to eat matzah. There's matzah, the matzah deraisa, and now there's a mitzvah asay to eat derabonon, to eat matzah, because in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of maror, you have to not just eat matzah at the same time as the maror. No, you've got to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. In order to create such a situation, Chazal came along and said, right, we're going to create a mitzvah drabonon of maror, and we're also going to create a mitzvah drabonon, another of matzah. And Ebezai, you've got to eat your kairah, you're doing a mitzvah of matzah and a mitzvah of maror. Now, let's think through these two tzadim. A person makes a bracha al achilas matzah. So he has his matzah, he has his maror, al achilas maror, then he comes to his kairich. Let's think. Does the matzah of the kairich require the bracha of al achilas matzah? Does the matzah of the kairich require that bracha, that first bracha of al achilas matzah? So I would have thought it would depend on these two stadim. If you say the reason why you've got to eat maror, why you've got to eat matzah is the Torah said eat matzah at the time when you eat maror, not be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, but maror you can only be eating maror if you're eating it at the same time as eating matzah. The matzah which you're eating at the same, that's not mitzvah matzah. That's dumb. That's really a type of maror. It's getting around in the mitzvah maror. So that matzah doesn't need the bracha of al achilas matzah. This is not, it might look like matzah, but it's nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah. It's just a chatimsa to be yotzei maror. It doesn't affect the picholosh of meridim kasha. So what's zok the machaber? That if you talk, then you need the bracha of arachilas matzah to go on the kairay before. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah now. I'm finished with the matzah. I'm done and dusted. It's just I've got a chatimsa, I've got to eat some matzah at the same time as my maror. What's the problem? Oh, but if you say that the gedder of the chiyuv of our matzahs and reim is you have to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah at the same time that you're mekayim the mitzvah of maror, so you're talking mitzvahs. And when I eat the matzah of kairich, I'm performing a mitzvah asay drabanon of matzah. And without it being a mitzvah asay, I wouldn't be yotzei the maror, because the requirement is to be mekayim a mitzvah asay of matzah when I'm eating my maror. It was like, if it's a mitzvah saseh, even if it's a mitzvah saseh derabanan, it needs a bracha. It's like, bazai, zok the machava, don't talk between the arachilas matzah and the kairech, because you taka me, even though taka the arachilas matzah has been chal already on the matzah deraisa, but you're not done yet. because you've still got some more matzah, the mitzvah. You've still got another mitzvah of achilas matzah to perform, albeit a mitzvah matzah derabbanan. And you need that that bracha of achilas matzah should be chal on the matzah which you can eat at the same time as the morrow. Mamela, Zokta Machaba, Zer, good. There's no talking.
Why couldn't you make a second of achilas matzah?
That would probably be counted as a bracha shen tzricha.
But it's a new mitzvah.
Yeah, but it's like a shechianu, where the halacha is that you're supposed to, even if it's a new mitzvah, but you're supposed to minimize brachas, even where there's a new siva, you still shouldn't make two. I think.
Why isn't the bracha of morrow eating the morrow left?
Sorry, why is what?
Why isn't the bracha of the morrow eating the morrow? Between the
matzah,
the something
made
of a
matzah. Yeah, we'll have to. What you asked before, if you give me a chance, if we get there. Okay, so this is.
They had matzah separately?
No, in the Beis HaMikdash, they had it all together at the same time. So they must. If they had made the stomach, they made hamotzi, al achilas matzah, al achilas marar, and then ate everything together.
They wouldn't eat matzah separately.
Not well, according to Hill, certainly not. And even according to the Rabbanan, Tosha said there's no need for it. You could if you wanted, but you would be able to eat them all together. Okay. Because the matzah, according to the Chachamim, is now Rishus.
Yes, it's Rishus to Rishus.
No, Morris is a Drabbanan. Got a Mr. Drabbanan. The matzah is not even Drabbanan. No. According to the Rabbanan, Morris is Yoyotze even without matzah. Mori, they're eating it with the matzah. So matzah's finished that. So once I had my first, according to the Rabbana.
No, but that's disturbing the matzah.
Of course it is. It's the matzah now. Once you had your size of matzah, your matzah's finished. It's nothing.
Yeah, but you can't go to Koyerech, so you get tomorrow.
Yeah, but you see it together with stamp food. If you eat Rishus, so you'll be able to tomorrow according to the Rabbana. No, but Mori is a huge Rabbana. Mori is a huge Rabbana. Oh, it's not so possible. Time to finish off. Let's go talk a bit. We've got onto Hilchos Bedikas Chametz. There's a machlokes shonim legavei Hilchos Bedikas Chametz, which maybe has a relevance to this. The Torah says in Siman Tov Lamed Beis as follows: the shaila is talking during Bedikas Chametz. You made a bracha al bi'ah Chametz. You start doing your bedika, and then you want to chapa shmuz. Are you allowed to talk during Bedikas Chametz? Is the Torah begins says as follows: Yesh Emrim Shein LeBoydik LeDaber Ad SheYigber Kol HaBdika. You must talk from the time you make the bracha until you finish the bdika of the whole house. So says the Rosh, B'Chol Zeh Einenu Shaveli. I don't agree. Avadas of the Rosh, you mustn't talk between the bracha and the haschala of the bdika. That's obvious. But once you've started the B'dikas Chametz, then there's no reason why you mustn't talk. So the Rosh finishes off, Umiyu, however, L'chatchila toiv lizoher, shalo yasoik b'sicha b'teila, you shouldn't engage in idle chatter, ad sheyigmar kol ha-B'dikah. In order, why not? K'dei sheyosem eliboy, you should be able to concentrate, livdoik b'chol ha-Mekemes, in order to check properly. So again, the Yeshem say no talking. The Rosh says, I don't agree. Then the Rosh says, Umiyu lechatchina, it would appear to be saying, Umiyu lechatchina, I do agree. So the Mashal already asked, so you do agree. So what are you, what's Shaisa of the Yeshem in Bechol Zeh, Nenu Shalini? Well, what's the problem with it? It's Dr. Tam, I say. Listen to the Loshen. There's a very clear chilek between the Loshen of the Yeshemrim and the Loshen of the Rosh. The Yeshemrim said, Ein leboidik ledaber. No talking. In other words, it's a halacha of hefsek. You made a bracha al bi'ah chametz. You need that bracha to be chal on the whole bedika. If you talk halfway through the bedika, the bracha won't be a bracha of atala mistama. But akapana, the second part of the bedika will be brachaless. We'll have a bracha on it because you talked, you interrupted. So ein ledaber. The Rosh says no. Hilchos hefsek, no hefsek. Navas, Toiv Shalay Lasik Besicha Betela. He doesn't say Toiv Shalay Ladaber. He says Shalay Lasik, first of all. Lasik means Zacharaita, like Gita Shmiz. That's something, Lasicha Betela, that may give it to Vichni Gazach, which you have to say, Vice Toiv the Roshka doesn't mind. It just don't get Arangat on in a Sicha Betela, because then you're going to just be distracted and you might miss a corner out and you might not. In other words, the Rosh is saying, no, Hilchos Hefsek. There's no halacha that you mustn't be matzik. Now, boss, don't get sidetracked. Don't get sidetracked from your bdika by being gay. Or by hilchus hefsek is nishta. As I zokt, is the Rosh comes and the Rosh asks two kashas to prove his point that there's no hilchus hefsek. First kashas, the Rosh says, a person goes into the sukkah and he makes a leishe basukkah. And he sits down, and he's going to stay in the sukkah for an eat, and he starts talking. Zokhtarosh, why is there no hefsek? Zokhtarosh, Elamai, you see from there, that once you've started the mitzvah, talking is not, I don't know, between the bracha and the mitzvah is a problem, but once you've started the mitzvah, talking is not hefsek. His mamish, my man Muska, I've got to rush it, I didn't understand this rush, because talking is also part of the mitzvah of sukkah. It's not a hefsek. When you have a shmooze on sukkahs, you've got to have a shmooze in the sukkah. About say effect the hilig rosh. That's one kasha. Yeah? The second kasha effect the rosh. You have a suda. You make a moitzi and you have a piece of bread, and you intend to eat more and more. You can talk once you start. So it's up to rosh. It's Christianish. What? Once you've started the bedikah, you've started. Why can't you talk? I say effect the rosh. The Taz answers. No, it's a chilek. Because by sukkah and by the suda, once you've eaten a tzayis, or once or a bit, or once you've sat in the sukkah 2 minutes, you could call it a day there. You could say, right, I've been yotzei my mitzvah. Of course, you can't eat out the sukkah, but you could go out of the sukkah and you've completed the mitzvah. Or you could bench, you've completed your suda. By bdika, and memela, that's why even if you continue, it's not called a hefsek, because you've done a dollar shalim. Ma shein kein, by bdika's chomet, if you do one room, and he said, look, I've done one room, it's quite good. So look, I've done a tenth of the house or a quarter of the house. No, sorry. I mean, a stick of your binnach, you're not yet at all. The house is still common stick. That's not a quarter of a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah at all. So since you cannot stop, if you do half the bedikah, you haven't completed the mitzvah at all, the bracha needs to go on the second, the whole bedikah, and if you talk, you will be asked. As it's up to Taz. That's the svara of the Yesh. And the Rosh, how this will say, the Rosh says no, even once you've started it's okay. Now, let's apply this machlokes to our Shaila. We suggested the pshat in the Mechaber is, you're making the Mechaber said you make an achilas matzah, but you still mustn't talk, because the way we understood, you've got another mitzvah of matzah coming up later on with a keirich. Because Kerich is not just eat matzah together with your morrow. Kerich is, you have to do the kayim, the mitzvah. So therefore you must talk in between. Islam al-Tachim. L'chayra, according to the Rosh, you should still be allowed to talk. Because just like by Bedikas Chometz, once you've started the Bedikah, in Acharama you haven't finished your mitzvah yet. Of a son, because you started the mitzvah. And since you've started the mitzvah, Zok the Rosh, talking would not constitute a hefsek. Because he also in Achanama Taka, you've still got another mitzvah to do. You've got a mitzvah of the matzah with the morrow of a sof kasof. You started, and since you started talking, should not be considered an hefsek. Memeina lechay wasak the mechaber. According to the Rosh, wasak the mechaber. You mustn't talk lechay bishlam. According to the Yesh in the Torah, that any mitzvah which you cannot leave out, like the Tassis, which you must complete, like Bedikas Chometz, you must talk until you've completed. He was there, he's a Taina. And he also, it's very good why he mustn't talk. However, according to the Rosh holds that the din is that you mustn't, that you're allowed to talk. He said, was there, the Chaira, this Teretz is listed. I must leave you off. That's the horror. Just leave you off with, can I just finish off? If you have a look in Hilchus, Bedikas Chometz, Tof Lamed Beis, very interesting lesson of the Mechaber. The Taz was Medayek. The Tzur says Eid Ledaber, the Yesh Emrim, and the Rosh says no, you can talk, but not Sicha B'Teila. Listen to the lesson of the Mechaber. Fascinating lesson. Mechaber goes a bit half a bit. The Mechaber says V'Yizayer B'Toyv Shaloi Yedaber B'Dvarim Achirim Ad SheYigmo Kol Abedika Kedei SheYosim Elibo Elibo B'Chol Amakoyim SheMachnisim Mechamos. Is the Muhammad makes a little challenge over here. He's going with the lashon of the Rosh. But Toiv Shelo Yedaber, he didn't say Osel Yedaber. And he also finishes off and he says Kedei Shiyosim Libay, not because there's a hefsek, not that you should come. But he doesn't say Shelo Yasek B'Sicha B'Teila. He says V'Toiv Shelo Yedaber. according to the Taz, the Lashon of the Mechaber, it's interesting, because that wasn't, you don't have to talk if it's important. So that's the question, whether our terrorists, maybe it doesn't fit according to the Rosh.